Hello and welcome to another installment of the Precision Farming Dealer Podcast, brought to you by Ag Express. Contributing editor Dan Crummett talks with Lad McCluskey and Kurt Kamen of Latitude Ag about the company's Merlin IC system, what they call an industry-changing sprayer innovation. Dan Crummett, take it away.
Hello, I'm Dan Crummett, contributing editor for Farm Equipment Magazine, here today with Kurt Kamen and Lad McCluskey, co-partners in Latitude Ag. Over the past several years, the company has been developing a boom section injection system for ag sprayers that it offers an improved variable rate application accuracy and makes the end of the day sprayer cleanout much easier. This RV2 boom section injection and recirculation system just went commercial, and I'm sure growers will be hearing a lot more about it this season. Kurt, Lad, thanks for being here with us today. Can you explain basically how the system works and the benefits it offers operators throughout the day and at the end of the day?
Yeah, so basically what we've developed here is a boom level recirculation system. What's important about that is to note that it doesn't dump back into the tank. So because of that, we also have an injection system that allows you to inject directly into the boom, and then it keeps your chemical carrier mix on the boom itself, and you don't dilute your chemical by dumping it into the tank. So we have a boom level recirculation system that is also a direct inject system. That's the real, 30,000 foot overview of what we've created here.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you using pumps to do that?
So, yeah, we use an injection. We're using an injection pump, which is a pretty straightforward, simple process. So we're pumping the injection. However, what we've done for the recirculation is we have developed a valve that whenever you're spraying will automatically draw pressure, or there creates a pressure drop. So we draw from the ends of the sections. So we put a sweep on the ends of the sections, or 180 degree turn. And then we have a couple pound pressure drop across the sections. And so whatever doesn't get sprayed out gets pulled back up and gets mixed back in after the injection port. So your percent composition is exactly the same to what's coming back around. And that one we've had on a sprayer for, 3 years now, Kurt? The recirculation side?
Yep.
Yeah. So we've had that out field testing for about 3 years, and that boom is absolutely spotless. So there's no, there's no condensate, there's no precipitation, there's no, nothing. We've eliminated all the dead ends. We've gone through and reduced the number of threads and the number of fittings, so that we don't have hardly any place for chemical to hide. And then that allows us to give you a nice clean boom at the end of the day.
Okay. You've touched on it. I would like you to walk us through the clean water tank and the main pump all the way back to the nozzles, if you would. The components that are included, and what does a unit like this look like? Just explain step by step from clean water to application to the canopy.
I'll take that, Lad, if you want. Our system is an add-on system. So the customer, whether he wants to run a product in his tank or whether he wants to just simply inject into the system, that's his call. And with a closed loop recirculating section, each section on the sprayer is basically a closed loop racetrack, if you will. So when the fluid gets in, whatever isn't used by the nozzle tips comes floating back around, and that's where at that point is where we inject the chemicals. So if the customer wants to inject on the go, this will be the first time in the industry he'll actually be able to hit the button and fill the whole boom at once without that V pattern developing, because of the latency in filling the boom, which with our next generation software will be programmable with field scouting. But basically, once the fluid comes out of the tank, it goes into the section of the spray boom like it normally would. Everything is controlled from the operators, just like he was normally spraying. And if he wants to inject at that point, he simply turns on our machine, our system. And then each section is treated like its own little sprayer, if you will. So we monitor the fluid with an ultrasonic flow meter of the carrier coming into the section, whether it's blended with a chemical or not. And then we also use an ultrasonic flow meter to inject chemical into that section to monitor it for accuracy. So that gives you the variability to do whatever you want with each section. Mm-hmm. And it also gives you the ability to be far more precise than what the current systems are in the industry. I mean, it's with the current offerings in the industry for chemical injection, mm-hmm. is basically it all gets injected back towards the tank, and it takes forever for the system to charge, where ours charges instantly. And conversely, if there's only 6 gallons of product in a mixed up at any one time in the boom itself on a 120-foot boom, that expedites the cleanout process. So
yes,
to clean out the sprayer, you don't even have to get out of the sprayer. You just hit a button and it automatically cleans out the sprayer, and then you can switch over chemicals, or you know, you can go from one chemical to another. And we've done the testing. It takes about 3.5 minutes to get your sections cleaned out completely. So instead of spending an hour and pulling filters and flush valves and repetitively dumping fluid on the ground to clean out your system and dealing with the rinsate aspect, with our system, you simply turn the injection system off and run clean water through your system for 3 minutes and you're done.
And that does what a triple rinse would do, I take it?
Yep, we've done the testing with Dr. Tom Wolf out of Saskatoon, Canada, and basically it took 3 minutes and 15 seconds to get from total concentration to 20,000 to 1, which is the standard in the industry for being cleaned out, which is impressive. I mean, the ROI on that is going to be very impressive when you could switch 5 chemicals in a day and only eat up a few minutes to do it, whereas if you're doing it manually, the way it's done right now, it would take you several hours to do that. And the other aspect is with the current recirculation systems in the industry, everybody's sending it back to the main supply tank, which basically eliminates the ability to inject chemicals. You can't do the two. You can't do the two at the same time. Whereas with our system, we can. Because nothing goes back to the tank. Once that blended chemical, with or without chemical, are coming out of the carrier, out of the main tank, once it hits that section, it never leaves. Mm-hmm. The only way it comes out of that is to spray it out through the nozzle tips of that section.
You mentioned further development being reactive to field maps and that sort of thing. Explain a little bit about where that's going.
Yeah, that's exciting. Basically, because now we have the ability to turn a chemical injection system on the go. In other words, the whole boom charges at once. There'll be a little lag time, which we have some testing to do on yet. You know, it may take a second or a second and a half, but basically the whole boom would charge. So it's going to expedite the whole process as far as being able to spray in the field. So our next generation of software then will have scouting app that you can use either on your iPhone or your iPad or whatever, however you want to do it. And basically your scout can go out and will be able to map the field and say, you know, the outside of the field has a pesticide issue, the inside of the field does not. So let's turn the injection system on when we get to the end of the field and leave it on when we turn around. And when we, you know, get 100 feet into the field, it'll automatically shut off whatever the app is written. However, the field is configured as far as the scout or the operator can do that himself. So we're excited about that. That's going to be the first time in the industry that we'll be able to do prescriptions per se. And then that software also will enable customers to use those for pseudo spray records, as well as inventory control and management of a co-op with 10 sprayers could effectively pull up on their lap on their computer in the office and tell exactly where each sprayer is, how far across the field it is, how much longer it's going to take. So the management aspect of it to expedite the co-op's ability to get more spraying done at the end of the day is our focus.
And I think just to add one more thing to that is, right now, a lot of people are a little hesitant when they hear injection system. We've heard that from quite a few people, that the injection system is, you know, I've got to just start it and then I'm just hoping it all works. And I'm just, you know, I got to depend on some other system. Whereas if you just tank mix, you physically see yourself dump the chemical in the tank or connect it. Well, what we've decided to, or what we did with this, is to make sure that it was giving you instant feedback. Is like Kurt mentioned earlier, we put a We utilize an ultrasonic flow meter on the chemical itself. And so when we do that, we also GPS and timestamp that. So if you can imagine every time you're injecting and that flow meter changes, it throws a time and GPS location stamp on there. And so you can come back after the fact and you can look at a field. So let's say somebody calls and you're a co-op and somebody complains, says, hey, it was too windy and you sprayed too much chemical and it killed blah, blah, blah. And you can take it and go, well, on this day, on this field, we put, you know, the prescribed rate is 21 ounces per acre. We were putting a rate of 21 ounces per acre on. We were traveling at this rate. We had this, you know, this much carrier flow. We had this, so that can, you can determine your droplet size. I mean, for the first time, we're really looking at data, you know, farming with data. And the sprayer, because I kind of equate it to this, you know, today you get in a brand new sprayer and it's like buying a new car, except for it only has crank windows, you know, because it's, you know, you're still looking at 30-year-old technology that's out there that's pushing these systems. And we wanted to change that. And that's kind of where we've come from. So kind of to answer that question about, you know, the business end or the, you know, how it works, that's really, it will be very, very advanced with time, GPS. We've talked about putting airspeed, wind speed, all that kind of stuff. I mean, and we've already built, the system has already been built for that. We just have to continue on with the software.
Let's burn a quick timeout and hear a message from our sponsor, Ag Express. Dealers, farmers, and those in ag know the importance of getting the most from their efforts. Technology has been a significant game changer when it works, and when it doesn't, turn to the experts at Ag Express Electronics, who find a way by specializing in the timely repair, support, sales, and engineering of ag technology. Ag Express provides component-level repairs to save time and money on costly replacements. They also offer wiring harnesses and custom solutions to meet your customers' unique needs. You can feel confident doing business with Ag Express Electronics because of their excellent reputation, track record for quality work, and commitment to technology. The company is 100% certified employee-owned and celebrating over 30 years of providing possibilities. Now, back to the conversation.
When would you be looking at this system being operational?
We're going to have a couple systems running around this summer. Again, okay. We want to do some proofing and everything, but our goal is to sometime later this winter, early next spring, probably January, February, sometime of actually retail marketing it. And, you know, we want to make sure that everything is right. And the software basically to make it function at this point is done. But we just want to add the bells and the whistles and do the testing and to make sure that everybody's going to be happy with the product when it hits the field.
Some exciting technology. You had demonstrations this system of this past fall. What was the grower reaction to that or applicator reaction to that?
People are extremely impressed. You know, one of the bad things I think Lad mentioned that. Was the current injection technology in the industry is so outdated. I mean, everything else is kept up. They've put on PWM systems, they've put hydrostats and sprayers. You know, the technology is kept up, and that, you know, now they realize the need for recirculation, which basically, if you're sending it back to the tank, the end result is you basically just pre-charge the boom. Well, our system does the same thing. The only difference between ours and theirs is ours will clean out in 3 minutes, and theirs takes, you know, it takes an hour to do a good job of actually cleaning a sprayer out. You know, there's some hesitancy because of the age-old technology that went out there when they came out with them in the 80s. You know, a lot of those systems were in for a year, and they pulled them off and didn't like them, and that's because, quite frankly, they didn't have the technology available to them like we do now. Everything was run in the analog state, and they had too hard of a time controlling the chemicals and making sure that basically everything worked properly. And, you know, the technology has come so far now. We, you know, just the ultrasonic flow meter is one of the tools that has enabled us to go forward with this, because we don't have to recalibrate with temperature. We don't have to recalibrate with viscosities of chemicals. you know, the whole process is, you know, we know exactly what's happening. We have no parts wearing inside the system as far as that goes. And the chemical itself that is injected to each section, it's independent. There's a charged manifold on the modular injection system. And coming off of that manifold then is a line going to each section with a wire to monitor the ultrasonic flow meter. But the line going to that section then controls the chemical going to that section. So we're not injecting into the whole system. We're injecting at the section level, which is going to give you better accuracy. It's going to give you more flexibility. You know, if you have a weed infestation on the outside of the field and you want to increase your rate, you know, that option is available. Another option or another unique feature of our product is because we monitor each section continuously, we compare those, the carrier coming into the section, and then that allows us to be able to let you know that you have a section that is either underperforming or overperforming, in that you have a plug spray tip, a partially plugged tip, or a you know, or a leak in the system, per se. You know, a lot of these rear mount sprayers, you're at the Almighty's mercy to know whether the thing's even spraying or not. I mean, you have no sight of it. You can't see it. The front mounts are a little different, but even a front mount with a semi-plug tip, it can be hard to see while you're spraying. There's a lot to watch. And so you'll get an alarm, which will tell you that, you know, section number two has got a plug tip. Which should be a huge benefit. You know, I came from the sprayer world, so I've done a lot of spraying, and eventually it catches up with everybody. Sooner or later, you get a plug tip, and, you know.
Well, this seems like an epiphany-type product at the time when variable rate technology is really catching on. And as an applicator or an end user wants to incorporate this system, how do they do it? How is it packaged? How do you sell it? What's the installation like? That sort of thing. We've only got about 4 minutes here, so I'd like to end up with that.
Yeah, let me jump on that one real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So what we wanted to do was we wanted to make sure that it was as simple of a system as possible. And so basically there are, for each section, you have a valve that needs to be attached. That valve contains all of the, it basically is about 50 some pipe fittings and about three new invented parts that are all together in one piece. Mm-hmm. So you take a banjo fitting, a 1-inch banjo or a 2-inch banjo or an NPT pipe thread, whatever connects your main pipe to your section. You pull it apart, you put this valve in place, you put it back together, and you have one set of wires that runs to that, to the flow meter, and your boom is done. And then you take off the end of each section, you put on a sweep, 180-degree sweep, and two small pipes that go back, or tubes that go back to that valve. And now your recirculation system is done, and it acts as a passive recirculation system. So we don't care if you want to inject or not. So you can go out and you can spray your whole entire field without injection and never turn our system on, and it works exactly like it does today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real beauty of this. The other part of this is a modular injection module. I guess you don't need modular twice, but an injection module. And it is something that you hang on your sprayer. It has a tank above it, a pump, the manifold, and it has two electrical connections that come off it. One goes to the boom end, and one goes to the power end, and you're done. And so we figure the total, like if you have two people working on it, you could probably install the whole entire system in 3 to 4 hours.
Okay.
And you're off.
What are we looking at as far as relative cost?
So that's something that we're still working on. I would love to give you a cost, but as of right now, we're still working on it because we don't have any mass quantity purchases in place. Right. And that's really the contributing factor, is if we can get them, you know, if we can buy all the hose clamps we need and all the brackets we need and all the frames we need, it's going to cut our costs down significantly. And so then we'll be able to sell it at a much less rate too. So
okay, the you have some excellent online video of essentially explaining this system. Can you tell our listeners a website for that?
Yeah, I can. It's Latitude, and it's Latitude, and then a dash, and then ag.com. So latitudeag.com. And there's an animated video on there. And within the next week, we should have an actual video. We have other videos that are on YouTube right now, but we're going to go through and put together an actual video of a small scale version of this sprayer working, and we'll show you how it injects and show you how fast it charges and all that kind of stuff. So
very good. Well, Kurt and Ladd, it's been a pleasure visiting with you about a significant, I'm sure, advance in sprayer technology. Thank you for your time, and I'll let you both get back to making a living.
Well, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Great stuff there from Dan Crummett, Ladd McCluskey, and Kurt Kamen. Thanks once again to our sponsor, Ag Express Electronics. Remember, Ag Express has a solution for nearly any operation, whether planting, harvesting, chemical application, or hay baling. Thank you once again for tuning in. My name is Noah Newman. Until next time, for all things Precision Farming Dealer related, check out precisionfarmingdealer.com. Have a great day.